Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Galvin, what line are you playing for today?
I'm going to win today for line one.
Well, good morning. Who is this?
Angela.
Hi, Angela. Galvin's playing for you. Please hold. Spanish.
Angela. Line 13, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Scott.
Hi, Scott. Spanish is playing for you. Please hold on. I will take line five. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Kaylee.
Hi, Kaylee. Please hold. I am playing for you. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Joseph, I will tell you I'm going to hang out with you tonight and then not show up. DeSanto is here. What are you doing tonight? Glenn Spocklin?
Tonight I have band practice.
Well, what band practice is on a Friday night?
Well,
bands that don't play on a Friday night.
A bunch of old guys. Yeah. You know, a bunch of old dudes. No, that's what we're doing tonight. But I think Anthony's parents are going to be coming over.
Who's Anthony?
That guy right
there. Because on this show, he's Spanish.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you just learned
Spanish.
That.
Spanish is parents.
Spanish mom and dad will be coming
They're
over.
Coming over your house?
Yeah, they want to see. They love seeing my brother play. So I was like, oh, they're doing
Oh, yeah, his bad breath brother is in your band.
Bad
brother. Well, yeah, he's really good.
That's a new band name.
That is great.
Bad breath brother.
Yeah.
Your dad can sing some Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Galileo.
Yeah.
All right, Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. What are we playing today, Carmen?
All right.
You gotta tell you, this is like famous drummers in rock history. I feel like you're working against me.
No, actually, this is a real fun one.
They're all fun.
You guys aren't gonna get a lot of them. I'm gonna let you know right now.
Oh, I don't like that.
Doesn't like dead air.
Yeah, it's really hard. But take guesses, because we're gonna play. Can you name the things that we learned in 2017?
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Why do you think we won't get these?
Because they're really random.
No.
Just wait.
All right.
But I'm just saying, have fun with it. Take some guesses.
All right.
There's no wrong answer.
All right.
Oh, there is no wrong answer.
Yeah.
I'm sure
like motivational Carmen.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. There's no wrong answers except for the wrong answers.
Yeah, there can be wrong answers, I would think.
There can be, but, you know.
All right. Because there can't be right answers if there's no wrong answers. Okay, I get your point, though.
Just have fun. Okay?
Okay.
First one. Gosh. During hard times, which famous Batman actor agreed to be fired out of a giant cannon at a town carnival?
Val Kilmer.
Nope. Affleck.
Nope.
What's his name? The original Batman.
Adam West.
Yes, I couldn't think of his name.
Yeah.
And what does it have to do with 2017?
That happened in 2017.
Yeah.
He was dead. I don't know.
But he died.
Right. In 2017. But this
right.
Is,
yeah, so before
he died.
They shot him out of a cannon.
Yeah.
Maybe he would have lived.
I did not know that.
Fun things we learned in 2017. Remember. Scientists can grow human cells on what fruit?
Peach.
No.
That would be a strawberry.
An apple.
Do it on apple.
Make sure you eat your apples.
We're guessing, though.
Yeah. Listen, thank you.
You know why? Fun.
Yeah, having fun.
I'm having a blast.
No wrong answer.
No wrong answer.
Okay, it's fun.
Having what adds up to 2 years to a person's life?
Having a dog.
No.
Sleep.
Mm-mm. Having what?
Sex.
No, you just talked about this. Having children.
It takes years off your life. Ages you significantly.
Adds 2 years.
All right.
Joe's got a kid. He's only 16. Look at him.
Flamingos can stand on one leg when they are...
Sleeping.
No.
When they are... In a group.
Dead.
Dead?
When they are dead, flamingos can stand on one leg.
Good balance. Yeah.
So if P, then Q, if a flamingo is on one leg, are we to assume it's dead?
No.
No.
Yeah.
It's like people lay down when they're dead, but not all the time when you're laying down are you dead.
I follow. Right. Boy, this is fun.
learning a lot of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You can take a university course studying what famous female country singer?
Dolly Parton.
Mike held on the board.
I got an A+ in Dolly Parton's.
Artificial intelligence will be able to beat us at what?
Chess.
What?
Chess?
No. By 2060.
Oh.
They'll be able to beat us at Jeopardy.
No. Everything.
Yeah.
So actually, kind of we're all right. See?
There are no wrong answers.
You are nuts. One day you're crying. The next day you're on top of a mountain.
It's to mask the tears.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think you may be roller coaster. Yeah.
All right, let's not joke about mental.
Was I joking about it?
She broke down at mental. She didn't know what the next word was going to be. Let's not joke about mental.
Mental illness.
I'm sorry. Good night.
All right. Cool. I'm leaving after
that. We're having so much fun. Don't ruin it. Come on. Let's go back to it.
No, you guys ruined it.
Dead flamingos. Dead flamingos.
Done. There's a blinkless fish deep in the ocean.
Faceless.
Yes. Bees can play what sport?
Bees, you said?
Yeah, bees. Bees can play what sport?
Baseball.
Basketball.
Tag.
Football.
I don't get it.
Bees can play football. We learned this in 2017. That's it.
They can't, but go ahead. Bees.
Scientists proved it.
That bees can play football?
Yes. Yeah.
Science.
How do you think they hold the ball?
No cure for
I mean,
cancer.
It's small. They can't hold play with a regular-sized ball.
How do they know?
Steelers would kill the bees.
Yeah.
Just letting you know right now.
Or is it European? Is it soccer?
Football. It says football.
I'm going to have to Google that.
Please Google it. Older fathers have more blank sons. What kind of personality traits?
Outgoing.
Shy.
Happy.
Geeky.
Nerdy.
Oh, yeah. That makes
sense. Yeah. Because they're old. Teach them old stuff. We're halfway there.
Score right now. Galvin and I are the same. Tied in last with nothing. And Michael is leading by two with a total of two.
All right. Streak Slayer. Here we go.
We taught bees to play football so we can learn about their brains. All right. We're going to look that up after the game.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just Googled it and it came right up.
Hey, don't question Sparkle.
Okay. Googling stuff over there.
Oh,
but he's
good call, Galvin.
He's what? He's winning, and he's googling stuff. That doesn't seem right. Is he standing on one leg?
Must be dead. Parrots can do what in midair?
Have sex.
No.
Mimic words.
Nope.
Eat.
No. High five.
That's pretty cool.
Parrots like to go by, give a little what's up.
Is there an area where animals can do tricks that I'm unaware of?
I guess.
Bees are playing sports.
Yeah.
Parrots are high-fiving.
Listen, you think you love animals, but clearly.
Because I'm never allowed to get one because you guys always mock me when I want to buy one. Get me tortoise out, high-flying parrot, high-fiving flying parrots in.
Okay. what animal let out a whoop when they bump into each other?
Goats.
Monkey.
Lions.
Honeybees.
At the game?
During the game, yeah. That's how they discovered that. They taught them how to play football, then they realized.
They're insane clown bees.
I thought Blaine was here.
Atheists may be more blank than other religious people.
Relaxed.
No.
High strung.
No.
Confident.
No. Intelligent.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't believe the nonsense.
Yeah.
She got that one. A Friends member once beat up Justin Trudeau.
Trudeau.
It was Matthew Perry.
Chandler.
Matthew Perry. Oh. Yes.
On the board, Galvin.
Galvin.
Thank you.
What South Asia country is an acronym? What South Asia country is an acronym?
I can't believe I don't know this.
Pakistan.
It is?
It is. I don't know what it is.
We're going to find out. I made a list of things to Google after the show.
Fun things.
Bees are playing football. All parrots right. High five. Pakistan.
Fun things we learned in 2017. None of us learned them. Fish scale geckos rip off their what?
Tail.
To escape predators. Skin. Galvin.
You just tied up?
I did.
Strikes there.
Scientists have discovered a caterpillar that can eat what?
Caterpillars.
No.
Caterpillar that can eat
meat.
Meat. Damn it.
No.
Bees.
Plastic. Oh. Mm. You can eat plastic.
That's pretty good if you get a giant caterpillar and then recycle it. Mm.
Woodpeckers have smaller brains. What kind of woodpecker?
The
red-headed woodpecker.
No.
Red-tipped.
No. Wrong track. They're on the wrong track.
What kind of woodpecker?
Yeah, what kind of woodpecker? Like what?
A North American woodpecker.
A sociable woodpecker.
Okay.
They like to fly with other ones. What kind of dinosaur was a sensitive lover? One that you
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Velociraptor.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. Galvin.
How do they know it was a sensitive lover?
Just they like know. They know what whales are. What
they
whales
looked
say.
At their, like the woman's.
All right, let's go.
Area?
I'm in the lead here.
What do you mean? Like he'd walk over the radio and put some Barry White on before he made sweet love to another T-Rex?
No, like they were just gentle. They're
soft.
Keep the game rolling. Let's go.
Okay. I don't know why you don't like fun facts, Kelvin. We all love this game.
Yeah, I'm learning.
We're on the last
score.
Oh,
last
no. It's
three.
Last three.
Oh, my God. I am last with absolutely nothing. Michael is now in second with two. Galvin leading by one with a total of three.
Anyone's game. Blank is the world's happiest country.
China.
According to 2017's World Happiest Report.
Australia.
New Zealand.
No. Norway. I'll go to Norway. White rhinos return to the same communal spot to do what?
Drink water.
Give birth.
No. Everyday common thing. No. To poop.
Damn, so, I was going to say poop. Yeah,
they like to poop in the same
food,
place.
Food, baby. Give birth.
Right? So, yeah.
Fun fact.
All right. Spanish, you're out.
Oh, like you.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Thanks.
This is the final one.
No. We're not tied.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I should have been out on the final three.
You can tie.
You could tie, but he can still play.
Yeah, he's still playing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Lock it up, buddy.
What kind of man are more likely to go bald? What kind of men?
Short.
Short men.
That is just a bad
streak.
That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
All right, before we celebrate, let's just look at this real quick. We taught bees to play football so we could learn about their brains. Our research group wanted to test behavioral limits of bumblebees by tasking them with something far removed from any encounter. So we've managed to show that bees can play football. We show that they can move a small ball to a goal to gain a sugary reward.
Yeah. So that's soccer, then. Is what
yeah,
talking,
soccer. Yeah, talking what about. Was the other thing? Flamingos, we know.
Parrots, high five.
Oh.
No, but there was one other thing, too.
Pakistan.
Yeah,
is
Pakistan
an
is an acronym.
Parrot. High five, parrot. No, that's not even coming up in here. Oh, how to teach your parrot to high five.
What?
Huh?
Son of a bitch.
Pakistan stands for Punjab, Afghan, Kashmir, Indus, and Sindh. The T-A-N is said to represent... Baluchistan?
The color of their skin.
Baluchistan?
Baluchistan?
Yeah.
Baluchistan.
The most amazing thing I learned is that bees can play.
I love how you are.
Football.
What was the, what was the final score? What happened?
The final score, Galvin, is I was in last with nothing. Michael was in second with two. And Galvin, you crushed it with a total of five.
Woo! Streak slack!
2018.
All right, Galvin back on the board after four victorious contests in a row. Galvin got one. He's very excited about it.
Good try.
Good. Hey, you know, I'll return tomorrow.
Yeah. And I'll be.
Any other fun facts?
Yeah, you want to know a fun fact that I just found out in 2018 that Mo used to sing in a band?
Oh my God,
Mo no, used to sing
in a band. Yeah, I think we knew that.
We knew that.
I did not know that.
Did we know the name of it?
No.
Yes, I do know the name of it. I do. I swear, I know the name.
It's
of
a three piece. With two guys that look like rock stars and Mo in the band.
It was like Reverse Oreo or something.
Something racist.
Yeah.
What is it? Instead of a Clockwork Orange, it's Clockwork Orangutan.
Yes.
Why have I just found out about this? My band, a Clockwork Orangutan, I sang lead. We would later change our name to Fat Val Kilmer before breaking up and fading into obscurity. Goddamn, Mo's funny.
Fat Val Kilmer's a great band name.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm dying to hear a clockwork orangutan.
Was it before they had the band, the fat one from Wilson Phillips?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because that was a band. So that's kind of a
ripoff.
Yeah, if it was after.
So what are you saying? Everything Moe does is a ripoff?
No, yep. You just said he's funny.
Nobody disputed that, which was very odd for me.
I had a heart attack. I couldn't talk.
So what? Okay, so his list of jobs. Writer, like booker,
movie producer,
author,
yeah.
Video maker,
poet, yeah,
director,
musician, singer,
boxer,
boxer,
janitor, I'm sure somewhere at some point. Spanish, guess what?
What?
In my memories today?
Yeah, we got a memory together.
Nope. Oh. There is a picture of me and the baby squirrel that I found that later died.
Yeah, oh, I know. Oh, sorry, baby
but
squirrel.
But something you've been asking me for popped up in my memories today. A picture of me for my prom.
Oh, perfect.
Shut
Bam.
Up.
Not so perfect. I'm wearing a top hat and a scarf.
That sounds perfect to me.
Oh, did you do magic?
I look like I could have.
Michael Blackstone?
Uh-huh. It's me.
Illusion.
Oh, man. Look at
I didn't do
mullet.
Magic. I did illusion.
Yeah. Get it right. Very different.
I will put this on Instagram. Ooh. Instagram/TheMikeCaldisShow, and you can enjoy this picture together.
Sexy.
Right.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.